I'm Fran Kritz for Preventing Chronic Disease. We're speaking by phone with Camelia Lui, a graduate student at the UCLA School of Public Health. Camelia Lui is the winner of this inaugural Preventing Chronic Disease student paper competition. Camelia, tell us about your paper. What was the title and what were your findings?
This is quite an honor to get this award, so I'm very appreciative to the journal. The title of the article is A Common Denominator, Calculating Hospitalization Rates for Ambulatory Care Sensitive Conditions in California. I had the opportunity to work with Stephen Wallace at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research on this paper. It was actually a grant received from the California Healthcare Foundation to examine the burden of chronic diseases in California. So one of the ways to examine the burden of chronic disease is to use preventable hospitalization rates. If an area has good access to quality primary care services, that is that then there are lower hospitalization rates. So we're using that as our key variable for this paper.
And tell us the methodology that you use to study the target areas.
So we decided to use two ways of calculating the hospitalization rates. The traditional ways of crude and age adjusting versus a disease prevalence method. And the traditional ways usually use the total population in the county as the denominator to calculate the rate. But not everyone is at risk for a hospitalization, especially those who've been diagnosed with a chronic condition. So we're fortunate enough to merge in data from the California Health Interview Survey, CHIS data, to capture the disease prevalence. So to capture those who have been diagnosed with a chronic condition. So we use that as the denominator for calculating the rates. And for this paper, we actually compared the rates using two chronic conditions that are manageable with outpatient care, and that was hypertension and congestive heart failure.
And what is the significance of your findings? How does it relate to community care?
Well, it's quite interesting because when we looked at the hypertension rates, doesn't matter which method we use, there were very few differences when we compared it by county rankings. But when we're looking at the congestive heart failure, there are actually larger differences with the county rankings, such that there are certain counties that just showed a higher burden using the prevalence-adjusted rate that wouldn't have shown that when we looked at the traditional age-adjusted rate. So it doesn't mean that one way is better than the other, but it does highlight that there might be some underlying differences that the traditional methods for calculating hospitalization rates that they won't capture.
What was it like working with a mentor?
It was great. Dr. Wallace is definitely for the students, and he gave me the guidance that I needed, but also gave me the sort of freedom to pursue it. We originally did this project for the California Healthcare Foundation, but the next step was to publish it, and through this opportunity, the student contest, we were able to at least submit a manuscript for it.
And what's next for you? What will you be studying?
So one of the next steps is we are actually going to take these rates and see if they have different factors that are associated with it, especially with like access to care factors. The other thing that was really interesting about this project is that the Healthcare Foundation, California Healthcare Foundation, they took the data and were able to make it into this very user-friendly, interactive website. So folks from the county level to public health researchers to policymakers, they can actually go to this website and click on this, the California County, and see what the data look like for chronic disease for their area. So that's one thing that I really enjoyed. It's just being able to take data, information about chronic disease and make it readily available and user-friendly.
And what do you see you doing down the road with your career in public health, in addition to the really fine research you're doing right now?
I'm definitely a research nerd. One of the things that drove me back to school is to gain the quantitative skills, but to be able to take that back to the community and especially work with community-based organizations with that. There's just so much data out there, whether it's community organizations collecting it for themselves or using data such as California Health Interview Survey data to better inform their own work, document problems and strengths of their communities, and inform them for better program and implementation and service delivery.
Sounds exciting. Kelly Louie, winner of the inaugural Preventing Chronic Disease student paper competition. Congratulations. I have no doubt we'll be hearing lots both about your research and other activities in the field of public health in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fran.
I'm Fran Kritz for Preventing Chronic Disease.